Community Connection this morning brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, keeping you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
On a Community Connection on this morning, get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time highlighting the Bartlesville Regional United Way. They announced their goal last week, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I get to spend a little bit of time this morning again with Kristen Ergenbright, campaign manager, also Abigail Singri. She's been around the United Way system for a while, and Guy Burling, interim executive director, and we'll get to talk to Guy a little bit later on. But Kristen, just to start things off with you a little bit, we are in campaign season now, right?
We are. It officially launched last Thursday, and so now we're ready to get going. We're excited about this year and all the things to come.
Well, and it's a nice thing about United Way campaign season. You get to talk about all the great programs that you are helping people make real under your four emphasis areas. And if you give me a quiz, I'll probably only remember three of them. But the point is, you're out there helping people in the community.
Yeah, well, our three emphasis areas, education, income, and health. Yep, you're good. The three of those, we have 34 programs that support those among our 14 agencies. And so it's awesome just to get to see the work that they do in our community.
It is. And this is a great time of year for me. Now through, let's say, first part of November, I get to talk with each and every one of those agency representatives at some point in time and help them tell their good news message. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a blast because you get to hear a little bit of everything, quite a bit of variety, but we enjoy it too. We get to hear a lot about them.
When you look at Bartlesville's economy, maybe we're not what we were last year, but we're still robust and we are still very giving people.
We are, and like I said, when Women's Leadership was in here, it's a huge community for what we do for the size of the community. And so everybody pitches in a little bit, and it really goes a long way.
Well, before we talk about how we're going to reach your goal, you do have a theme that we can talk about a little bit, because that's kind of something that we're going to be hearing a lot about.
Yes, agreed. Abigail and I are beyond excited for this year's theme. Do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. Well, this year our theme is the hero in you, and our thought is that everybody who's involved with United Way is a hero in someone's life. Whether you're a donor, you're a volunteer, you work at an agency, you're all working together. It's a partnership to make a difference in the lives of those clients at our partner agencies and the other organizations that we touch, whether that be through venture grants or Day of Caring projects.
Well, and when you get a hero up for their award, and I've covered a few of them, they are very humble people. Their words might be something like, "I was just doing something that needed to get done." Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're going to echo that sort of thing a lot.
Yes, we really appreciate all of our donors and volunteers who provide any supportive support to make a difference in the community. They allow us to change lives. Without them, that wouldn't happen, Charlie. So it's really great to see that come together.
And to go along with what you said, the heroes in the community are the ones who are just doing it because it needs to be done. They aren't necessarily the ones that get highlighted a lot. And so that's really something we want to focus on, is making sure that they all know they're heroes in our eyes and in the individuals of the people they're helping.
We really do see those heroes make a difference in the lives of those people our partner agencies serve. Like last year, how have our heroes made a difference? Well, if you think of a hero as someone who helps the sick, well, 2,411 doctor appointments were provided to low-income individuals last year. If you think a hero might be someone who gives warm clothes to those in need, well, 121,582 garments were given out last year through a partner agency, Mary Martha. If you think a hero is someone who provides a listening ear to those going through tough times, we're able to provide over 600 hours of counseling through different United Way funded programs. And so these heroes really are uniting the community and showing people that our community really cares about them.
Wow, and that's just a few of the numbers. I mean, mm-hmm. You haven't talked too much about service to youth programs yet. You haven't mm-hmm. talked about people that were fed. The list can go on and on.
Correct. For a long time.
Yes.
Well, and we will try to give that list throughout campaign season.
Yes.
Campaign time is an opportunity for people to think about somebody else. We do it at Christmas time, but this is an early opportunity starting in September to think about somebody else. And when it comes to that, I know you make it easy for people. This is a conversation the three of us will probably have a lot during campaign season. They can simply write a check to the United Way. They can payroll deduct it. There are all kinds of other ways they can do it, including matching gifts through maybe a current or former employer.
Yeah, correct. And our newest way of giving is online. So just visit bartlesvilleuw.org/give, and it's right there where you can submit your donation online as well.
Okay, and that makes it pretty easy to give. And I think you can even just send somebody a bill once a month and say, you know, here's a reminder for your $50 a month or whatever.
Correct, monthly or quarterly, either way.
Okay. How did the kickoff go for you? I thought it was great.
The kickoff went really well, Charlie. We think the crowd really loved it, and it really incorporated our hero theme. Our promotions committee did a great job of pulling that all together. Kirsten, would you like to talk about some of the fun decor and ways you pulled it all together?
Yeah, the promotions committee, like Abigail just said, we put a lot of time into decorations for this kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun theme, so it's pretty easy to do, but lots and lots of hours went into the decorations this year, and I think they looked great in the end, and it was a lot of fun to get to pull that together.
Well, when you mention hero, all kinds of images come to mind. I tend to, because I'm retired military, think of somebody in uniform, but that could be police or fire. If you read comic books, it could be somebody with a cape, but it could be plain ordinary people too.
Oh, and one of the great things about the kickoff was the kids panel. We had some kids from Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club come in, and they got to talk about who their heroes were. And so really hearing it from agency kids is awesome. And it really kind of pulls to your heartstrings to know the things that they see in their heroes, whether it's club staff or parents or community heroes, like you just said, your firemen, your police department, your military servicemen and women. It's a good and very humbling to get to hear a child's perspective on that.
Yeah.
We also had the adult perspective, too, Charlie. We had a speaker from the Red Cross who came, and she told us about a local family who has helped, who are actually at a trip to the zoo when they found out that their house was on fire. And she walked us through how the Red Cross has helped them every step of the way. And it was really great to hear how that all comes together, to hear about a specific family that was touched in their time of need. I think that's something that our community really responds to.
Well, it is. And hero is an image that the Red Cross has used for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
March is their hero month nationally. And I think it was 04 or 05, I'm trying to remember, when the local Red Cross ran their first hero campaign, I was co-chair for it. So it's something that is a good image for the United Way to work on. We're going to take a short break, and we will continue on a community connection, talk about how you can help the Red Cross reach its goal in golf or Day of Caring or more when we continue in just a moment.
Do you know what it feels like to grow up in a broken home? The kind of broken home I'm talking about is one wrecked by divorce. First Baptist Church is excited to announce that divorce care will begin on September 7th from 6 to 7:30. Also, First Baptist Church is offering Grief Share, your journey from mourning to joy. This class starts September 14th. For more about these classes, go to mybfbc.org. Come worship at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee. For more information, phone 918-336-6172.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our community connection on this Monday morning, an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with the folks from the Bartlesville Regional United Way. And I had one other voice in the room that I haven't had the opportunity to spend much time with yet. Board member turned interim executive director, Guy Burling. Guy, nice to have you in here this morning.
Well, it's great to be here, Charlie.
And we haven't talked about numbers yet. The United Way, I think, is known for numbers, for fundraising, for that bright red thermometer that goes back to the 40s or maybe even earlier. It's just part of what a United Way campaign is all about.
Well, you know, for all the members that are a community that's been around for a while, you know, they are familiar with all that. And I have to say thank you to the community for supporting the United Way. We've been in for 102 years now in the community.
Yeah.
And they've always been generous, and we thank you for that. But the people that are really thankful are our 14 agencies that they use the money for, as Abigail said, the 34 different programs. And it's always nice to have a kickoff that is, you know, received so well from the community. And as you saw that, you know, last Thursday, we had just a great time. And I know that everybody had a fun time. And we're going to continue that throughout this whole campaign.
Well, and when you actually started talking about numbers, there was a pretty good applause.
Yes, it was. You know, a $2 million campaign is quite an undertaking. And we do a great job of going out raising that money, and we also do a very good job of making sure that the money is widely used throughout the community.
Yeah, I think when I think of the word fiduciary in this community, one of the terms that comes to mind very easily is United Way.
Oh, definitely. And we want to keep it there, too.
You also have a very intensive program as far as the individual agencies come in, make their case for their individual programs, but they don't necessarily make it anymore to your board, although you're certainly involved. They make it to a community organization.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Charlie. We want to make sure that we're not just, you know, deciding on who gets money and how much. It is volunteers from our community. We had over 100 volunteers.
90
volunteers that came in and actually spent, you know, gave up their time in order to make sure that these agencies are up and up. We're not just giving out money to anybody. We want to make sure that the money that is given to United Way is used wisely. And they go into very, very detailed information. They ask the agencies how they've been using it, making sure that they're up to speed on all their licenses and making sure that they're, you know, IRS certified and so on. So
Form 990 is easy.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And we just want to make sure that, you know, the money that is given to United Way goes to our three major causes. And, you know, being financially successful, education, and income. So,
yeah. And those are great things to talk about, and those are things we'll talk about a lot during campaign time. But it's an individual giving choice. Just because you gave last year, it's no guarantee for the United Way that that same individual is going to give that same amount of money or more next year.
Oh, no. We want to make sure that we continue on. You know, we've been very successful in the years past, and we're going to continue that this year. And I just know that, you know, Bartlesville's always been very generous, and we thank you for that. And I know that as we continue on, we'll even see even more people join the United Way giving this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you'd like to find out more on progress, I know eventually the thermometers will be up in those significant locations. They get
yes.
updated pretty regularly.
Yeah.
But you're also on Facebook and other ways that we can find out more about what's going on.
You know, the communication, making sure everybody knows where we stand is a main point of ours, making sure that everybody understands that, you know, the money that goes in, we are accounting for, and that the generosity is just always on top of our mind.
Okay. And if there's somebody out there that maybe they're new to the community and they haven't, you know, given to at least our local United Way recently, you make it pretty easy for them. Kirsten even mentioned you can do it online.
Definitely. And, you know, individuals are a great source of ours, but businesses are too. We really appreciate the businesses that support the United Way, the ones that are supporting the golf tournament that we'll be talking about in just a couple of minutes. That's always a big fundraiser for us. But it's the, you know, the day in, day out, the monthly giving that really supports the agencies and the direction that we go.
Okay, well, you read my mind on the next topic. Kirsten, you have an annual golf tournament. You may not have personally been involved with it, but it's a big fundraiser, and it really gets the United Way off on the right foot early on.
It does. It's a great way to really kick off our campaign, and the Golf Committee puts in a lot of time and effort getting the vendors in, getting the sponsorships in, getting people from all over the United States in to come and participate in the golf tournament. It's a huge undertaking, and they do an awesome job facilitating that. And, you know, we do minimal work on that. We help a little bit here and there, but they really kind of spearhead that whole thing, so it's awesome.
Kind of keeps you busy saying thanks.
Exactly. And they do phenomenal, so...
Well, nice thing about it, and I try to get this out on the news stories, this is generally out-of-town money. This is in addition to whatever Washington County and surrounding area raises for the United Way.
Correct. And like I said, we have vendors and suppliers and sponsors from all over the United States. Really a broad range of companies are donating and supporting this tournament.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Abigail, you look like you're ready to jump in on something. No? Okay. Well,
Kirsten had about covered, I think.
Okay. Well, then there's one other item that I want to ask to Kirsten about. Day of Caring, this is something kind of a sweat equity sort of thing to help out the agencies and programs that you support.
Correct. And this one is a little bit bigger, work on the United Way's part. But this year we had about 170 projects submitted through our Day of Caring, which is a lot, more so than years past. But that's a great thing. And our community does a great job stepping up and taking those. That'll take place on September 28th. So coming up, it'll be here before we know it. But just getting companies and anywhere from small businesses all the way up to our larger companies in town, they all supply volunteers. And it's a great way for them to get engaged with the agencies, not only our agencies, but just all nonprofits and agencies in the community.
Mm-hmm. And some of these are indoor jobs, some of them are outdoor jobs, some of them are kind of get your hands dirty, and some of them are tote and carry.
Correct. Anywhere from rocking babies, literally, to painting and building things. It's a wide range. So, you know, if there's volunteers out there that want to get involved, there's a project for everyone.
Sounds like something that some grandmothers with out-of-town grandchildren might want to come help out with.
They probably do. I'm sure we have some in our number of volunteers.
Well, this is neat. How does somebody get signed up for Day of Caring?
They contact me, Kirsten@BartlesvilleUW.org is my email. Mm-hmm. But really, that and through companies, through your business, helping, you know, your company, whether it's a bank or, you know, another small business in town, getting a group together and forming a project is the easiest way.
Well, and the businesses are often very imaginative. Some of the Jeans Fridays and some of the other things that are going on, bake sales galore and other things that will just help solicit money within the business or from the people to walk in your front door.
Correct. We have a wide range of different campaigns that go on throughout the community. And like you said, anywhere from bake sales to hot dog sales to popcorn to Jeans Day to early releases. It's crazy how, you know, involved companies get, and it's exciting to see.
It is. And this is something that I think people, I won't say they compete, but there's kind of like sometimes, look what those guys did. I think we can do better than that.
And there is. And that's another great thing about Bartlesville. Everybody kind of knows people and you know a little bit of everybody. So it makes it a little bit competitive and fun. It makes it fun.
Yeah, I think, and I think fun is the underlying word there, and fundraising in the process. Makes it kind of fun.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah. $2 million, that's an achievable goal.
Yes, it is. And we're excited to do it. We're excited to form this, project is what it seems like at this point. But, like we said, it comes in slowly, and the community is great, and they'll back us and support us, and we appreciate it.
Okay. Well, this is an exciting time of year. And, of course, later on in the winter or spring, we'll talk about challenge grants and a few other things. But right now it's campaign time.
Yes, we're ready to go.
Okay, and when's going to be the next Facebook post on what thing's coming up? Have you got those all planned out yet? Abigail's working on it mentally, but I'm not sure you've put out the keyboard yet.
Well, we will have Facebook posts going up all throughout campaign, Charlie, so they can check it whenever or find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. We're on all those different social media. We'll actually have some really cute videos on YouTube this year of kids telling us who their hero is. So that's a fun twist on the theme. They're all kids at some of our partner agencies, so Boys and Girls Club of NOWADA, Salvation Army, Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, and I think that's a really fun way to incorporate the hero theme. But we also have some other events upcoming. We have a Sporting Clays tournament in October, which people are welcome to sign up for. We'd love to see them out there. And yeah, they can just keep watching for more updates on our campaign events.
Sounds like a plan. Well, that is our first real United Way Fund Drive interview, but there are going to be more and more ways for you to give in the process as well. And again, Guy, thank you much for your help as Interim Executive Director. Thanks for stepping up. And Kirsten, we'll be talking a lot this year.
All right. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, brought to you in part by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, keeping you moving through the gate today together.
Listen closely and see if you can answer this question. Who are we? We're a large group of people that